He moved the flashlight, and this time he noticed a door on the opposite side of the shed. It swung back and forth on its hinges, making an eerie creaking noise he might have mistaken for a puppy. He listened again. No, the sound wasn't the door, and it wasn't a puppy. A person was crying, maybe a boy even. Whoever it was, their heart was breaking. Cautiously, he walked around the shed and stepped through the door. Now that he was inside, his flashlight illuminated a dark corner it couldn't reach through the window. He discovered a sort of stall, only shorter, that might have been meant for a pony. A pony wasn't a dog, but it wasn't bad. He tiptoed closer and pulled the latch. A ghastly squeak pierced the silence, and some awful-tasting stuff lurched up from his stomach. The crying stopped, and a gravelly voice croaked from inside the stall.
"Whoever you are, you're trespassing on private property."
His heart pounded wildly. If he hadn't been gripping the flashlight for dear life, it would have dropped from his shaking hand. Scared as he was, he couldn't stand not knowing. He peered over the side of the stall. A battery-operated lantern added to the dim light and illuminated an old woman hunched over on a three-legged stool. He was pretty sure she was the same one he had seen pacing the turret. Her bathrobe, if that's what it was, had ridden up over her knobby knees, and her curly gray hair stuck out every which way, like she had been running her fingers through it. She couldn't weigh more than 100 pounds. He was pretty sure she was the person crying, so she definitely wasn't a witch. Everyone knows witches don't cry. They hate water, and besides, she would have shriveled up and died.
"You heard me, boy," she growled. "State your business."
His mouth was so dry he didn't think he could squeeze out a word, but he managed to say, "I heard a noise." She gave her eyes a hasty wipe and stuffed a crumpled tissue in her pocket.
"Noise?"
she asked, her scratchy voice full of doubt. "Sorry, ma'am, my mistake." He backed away slowly, hoping she wouldn't stop him, but she had already lost interest in him, like she was used to strangers dropping in late at night. She turned and muttered a few words over her shoulder. He pointed his flashlight. His jaw dropped. A dog! Not exactly the one he had been hoping for, but good enough. It was about 3 feet tall at the crown, with a chestnut coat, and looked up at Benny with kind, almond-shaped eyes. No puffed-out mane or pom-pom bracelets like the dog on the sign. Just a short bobbed tail and a fluffy topknot that practically made his fingers itch he wanted to touch it so badly. "I'm glad he's not a poodle," he said, stepping closer. The old woman signaled the dog to her side and circled her arm around her neck protectively, as if afraid Benny had come to steal it. Still, her words were calm enough.
"Not he, she. And she's a poodle, all right. About to become a mother any time now, maybe even Christmas Day. That's why she's in the whelping pen."
"You mean she's having puppies?" She nodded, and for a moment he thought she might start crying again. "I've been wanting a puppy," he said, his voice choked with longing. "Maybe they won't all be poodles."
"They'll all be poodles. I made sure of that.